They're going to say forward progress had him stopped at the 34-yard line where the knees went down. Fourth down, two to go for Harbor Beach. Less than 2.5 to play in regulation, leading 12-0.
Yes, it is, but it's where you want to be. Fourth down and manageable. Coach Shelke going to let the time run down and then call one of his favorite run plays. We'll see who it is.
Going, trying to work the play clock down to about 1 second before calling a timeout for Troy Shelke once with just 2:08 left here as the clock continues to roll down. The back judge looking, has the hand up. Now 10 seconds on the play clock, looking for the five. There's 5 seconds, 4 seconds left on the play clock. Now Troy Shelke calls a timeout with a minute 56, now minute 54 left on the official clock on the game. 12-0, Harbor Beach leads. Sandusky, 12-0, minute 54 in regulation. Harbor Beach calls their first timeout of the second half.
They're just setting up a play that they want. Drain as much time as possible. Regroup your team and get the play called that you want. If you get the first down, the game is virtually over. Even Sandusky, they can call their timeouts, but there's too much time has passed for them to score twice. So Harbor Beach, ball control, who's getting the ball, and let's see if they can't get them free for a couple, 2 or 3 yards, and keep the ball and win this game at home in front of the homecoming crowd.
Fourth down, two to go for Harbor Beach, a minute 54 left in regulation, 12-0 Harbor Beach. Lakers now leads 26-0, 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
Cass City out front big on Reese, 42-7.
Dave, you'll appreciate this. Dwight Gosho can't be here tonight, but we've got two listeners in Sandpoint.
Excellent. It must be.
So we're up to five.
I think it must be a lot warmer temperature up there.
I think so. Minute 54 left in regulation. Receiver wide to the right. Two men backfield. Split backs. Anderson hands off to Devin Finkel. Has the first down across the 30, down to the 25. Dragging his defenders all the way down inside the 20. And finally forced down at the 19-yard line. A 15-yard gain when they needed two. On a fourth down conversion, move the chains for Harbor Beach. A minute 45 left in regulation inside the 20-yard line of Sandusky.
Two running backs in the backfield. They throw a receiver out to the right, and they give the ball on a dive right up the middle of Finkel. He kind of had to sidestep a defender, but once he gets by him, a lot of running room, and then a powerful finish to that run gets him 15. And a fresh set of down now as we're at a minute and a half to go in this game, and there's not much left but to run a couple more plays.
Harbor Beach trying to go for that velvety finish here. Inside the 20-yard line, first and 10 from the 19-yard line. A minute 18 left in regulation, leading 12-0 over Sandusky. Hand off right at the middle, Devin Puff has it, breaks free at the 5, touchdown Harbor Beach. With 1:09 left, Harbor Beach scores for the third time tonight and the second time for Devin Puff. This time from 19 yards out, untouched into the end zone. Harbor Beach 18, Sandusky nothing.
Yeah, Sandusky, the white flag is up. One guy had a chance at Devin Puff, and Puff runs right through him and strolls into the end zone the last 5 or 6 yards. And Harbor Beach now up 18-0 with just a minute 9 to go in this game. And they're going to set up, Clark, for the extra
point. Oh, now my day is made
well,
here.
Long as, especially if it goes through the uprights.
Kendall Gentner, your center, and we have snaps and we have flags flying, and this is going to be an offsides call against Sandusky, as I do believe the kick was actually good.
I believe it was.
Kick was good, and I will point out there the ball boy and water boy for Harbor Beach, Landon Ramsey, all over that one.
Good for him.
And he
is. Look at that.
Oh,
you might not get that football back.
He's high-fiving on the way down, and now they're going to go for two. 1:09 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach now 18-0, going for two. After, I guess, it was a...
Now they're so close, they almost got to run it, I guess. But come on, Coach Shelke, let them kick the extra point again. That looked pretty good the first time.
They throw the tee off the field. And Troy Shelke's going to call timeout. As there's a little bit too much confusion there for Troy Shelke and the Pirates, now leading 18-0, 1:09 left in the fourth quarter.
I think he's just letting the home crowd soak in this win. You can feel it here in Harbor Beach that they won this game, and he just wants everybody to enjoy it for an extra 30 seconds.
Harbor Beach now, if they can hold on to this lead, leading by 18 points with a minute 9 left, they would force a share in the Greater Thumb East with Sandusky. This would be Sandusky's first loss of the year, and this kind of erases from everyone's memory that loss to Marlette in week number 2, where Harbor Beach just looked lackadaisical, non-motivated, and just nothing going for them at all.
I didn't even know if the varsity showed up to play that day. I really don't, because it is inexcusable to me. It does not make any – there's not an excuse in the world why they lost to Marlette. No offense to any Marlette fans listening. They have not played well, Marlette, since that game. Harbor Beach has done – it might have been a blessing in disguise, though, for a playoff run. This team has played excellent football since that, and they've gotten better each and every week. Because even though it didn't look like it in the statistic books tonight, Sandusky is a very good football team, a playoff-bound team, and they're going to have their hands full with Lakers and Lakers and Cass City and Company in a couple weeks. This Harbor Beach team, dominant tonight.
Going for two, handoff to Devin Finkel, in standing up into the end zone. The two-point conversion's good, and now Harbor Beach leads 20-0 over the Sandusky Redskins with 1:09 left in regulation right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Harbor Beach now leading 20-0, 1:09 left in the fourth quarter. As Harbor Beach goes on for their second straight league title with a victory tonight over Sandusky. 20-0 left, 1:09 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach dominating this ballgame. Anytime Sandusky was about to score, either a turnover of downs on fourth down or an interception inside the 5-yard line, which set up that last touchdown drive.
Yeah, it was a desperation throw by Sandusky. He looked like he was getting sacked. He didn't want to take it. He threw it into the middle of the field, and that's usually a mistake. That's where them good special defensive backs are lingering, ready to take it away.
Trenton Lee brings the kick in at the 30-yard line. He gets down to about the 40-yard line, a 10-yard return. Tackle made by Parker Yon on special teams. First and 10 for Sandusky. 1:01 left in the fourth quarter. 20-0, Harbor Beach leading Sandusky.
And it looks like time to put – well, Matt Carlson coming into the game now for Sandusky. He was the quarterback in week two against Ubley when we were at that game. Looks like he's checking into the game to run the offense here in this last series. But I expect most of just some running plays from Sandusky, and the clock will run itself out, and Harbor Beach will be able to celebrate a share of that Greater Thumb East title.
Matt Carlson back under center, starting quarterback for the start this season. It's a handoff to number 21. That would be Jack Sheridan, tackle made by Kendall Gintner. A gain of a yard on the play out to the 41-yard line, less than a minute to play. 20-0, Harbor Beach leads Sandusky.
Dive up the middle, only going to get 1 yard. Kendall Gettner does a nice job of shedding his blocker and so up, standing up Jack Sheridan and allowing the other defensive guys to come clean him up. Good job there by Kendall Gettner on the D-line.
Second down, 9 to go from the 41-yard line. Less than 30 seconds to play. Matt Carlson in his first snaps as quarterback tonight. Hand off right up the middle to number 26. That would be DeLoren Wedge. He's out to across the 45, down to about the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Dakota Deer, defensive tackle for Harbor Beach. Third down and 2 to go, but less than 10 seconds to play. Sandusky will let the play clock roll out. And Harbor Beach shuts out Sandusky in week number 8 to force a share of the Greater Thumb East title. And the Pirates clinch a share of the East. In week number 8, Sandusky handed their first loss of the season. Harbor Beach now improves to 7-1 on the season. Sandusky falls to 7-1 as well, and with just 1 week remaining in the regular season. Final score from Harbor Beach in week number 8, Harbor Beach 20, Sandusky nothing, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle